The Miami Dolphins reportedly agreed to terms with linebacker David Long on Monday afternoon. What that means for the Dolphins, what he brings to Vic Fangio's defense, all of that here on this episode of Locked On Dolphins.
You are Locked On Dolphins, your daily Miami Dolphins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, Dolphins fans? Kyle Krabs of Locked On Dolphins, your team every day here on the Locked On Network. It is the start of free agency this week, which means we are going to be very, very busy. Today on the show, we are going to be diving into new Miami Dolphins linebacker David Long, who the Dolphins reportedly agreed to terms to yesterday on Monday on a two-year contract. I'm looking forward to diving into David Long because I dove into David Long's film as a member of the Tennessee Titans, and I have a very unique path with David Long because I wrote a scouting report for David Long when he came out of University of West Virginia. So that's where we are going to start today with everything you need to know about new Miami Dolphins linebacker David Long Jr. If you're new to Locked On Dolphins, I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Dolphins your first Miami Dolphins listen of the day. I'm Kyle Krabs, lifelong draft Nick. Got my hands in a couple of different shows here on the Locked On Network, including a new team-building podcast with Gio Marino that we are going to be debuting here in the very near future. But I'm Kyle Krabs, been in the NFL space for about 10 years now, aging myself a little bit, but that's okay. Lifelong Dolphins fan, clearly, and your host here on Locked On Dolphins as well. And what I want to do is tell you everything you need to know about David Long Jr., the Dolphins linebacker. This was a player who, in the offseason blueprint exercise that we did last week, which was all the things of what I would do, I didn't include David Long, and I included Drew Tranquil as the linebacker that the Dolphins would sign in free agency because I quite frankly expected David Long to have a bigger and more expensive market than what he commanded for the Dolphins to sign with the Dolphins. David Long reportedly signing a two-year deal worth $11 million to play with the Miami Dolphins. This is a player who, coming out of West Virginia, was a sixth-round draft selection. He's earned his way into an every-down starting linebacker role. I believe he played 95% of the snaps last year for the Titans in games in which he dressed. Now, he missed the final five games of the year with a hamstring issue. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel referred to David Long as a, quote, repeat offender as it pertains to soft tissue injuries. So that is, of course, the concern with David Long is stature and having missed about a month's worth of games in each of the last two seasons as a member of the Tennessee Titans. But from a value perspective, 5.5 per for David Long with the value and impact that he brings to the field is tremendous. So he is 5'11", 227 pounds. Played at University of West Virginia from 2015 to 2018. He was the 188th overall pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. And one thing that I wanted to do, thought would be a treat, would be to read some of the snippets from my college scouting report. I carried a fourth-round valuation on David Long coming out of West Virginia. He was drafted in the sixth round. He's now under himself a second contract. He's been a two-year starter for the Titans at linebacker as an every-down player. His best skill was his gap penetration ability that I identified at West Virginia. Of course, West Virginia played a 3-3-5 stack defense, the same defense that Dion Henley of Washington State plays now that we lament in the challenges that that presents from evaluating college players and projecting them to the pros. But here's some notes that I think are important for Dolphins fans to understand about who David Long has always been, going back to West Virginia in that 3-3-5 stack. Competitive toughness, tremendous effort in pursuit and rally to the football, punches up in weight class with his ability to stand up lineman in one-on-one situations, but really squatting and holding before bench pressing off his chest isn't a true strength of his game. Lateral mobility. As effective short area quickness when looking to flash across the face of a blocker, space mobility can be hindered by inefficient hip hinge to get depth in his zone coverages. First step quickness. Acceleration through steps 2, 3, and 4 is outstanding, but that first step doesn't necessarily gain a lot of ground. He's more build-up speed, although his foot quickness is tremendous as well. Feet change direction skills. Rapid fire steps help build momentum quickly, even in short areas. Ability to collect himself and pinball his momentum in a different direction is helpful to dart through the box and pick his way to the ball carrier. Tackling. Closing burst is excellent. Does well to transition from an aggressive push to wrap and roll finisher. Consistently gets himself around the lower half of ball carriers and is persistent to cut them down, even despite lack of prototypical length. Block shedding skills. Hands are pretty active and show an understanding of how to uncover his chest in continuing pursuit. With that said, his lack of size and length can be problematic against more well-postured blockers, and he can get stuck on bodies as a result. His overall summary. David Long is a tricky projection, but his nose for the football warrants trying to carve him a role on the field. Long has terrific short area quickness and anticipation to shoot gaps off the second level. His lack of length and anchor do flash his problem areas, which can be restrictive to an every down roll. Fourth round valuation. Went in the sixth round. He's lived up to all of those things. I love when a player regresses or develops either up or down into what their scouting report told you that they were. And David Long is all of those things. And these are all the things that David Long, upon further review, I watched three games of his from 2022 last night, including the Kansas City Chiefs game. This is a highly competitive dude. He's involved in a lot. He's a scrap king as well. He is very, very scrappy. He likes to talk. He's chippy. He plays to the end of the echo of the whistle. Very high effort player. The pursuit skills, the rally skills, both in run support and in zone drops, and then rallying to the football after the ball is completed elsewhere on the field, all stand out as significant, significant pros for David Long. From the Dolphins' perspective, this is a player who fits to a T what Vic Fangio wants to do defensively. Light box counts. Watch the Tennessee games that I watched. They played a lot of box coverage and 4-3 and 3-2 and a lot of nickel. A lot of David Long being one of two linebackers on the field and having to navigate and shoot gaps and shoot to the football and beat offensive linemen with angles and anticipation and play recognition skills. And he's calling stuff out. He has developed into an excellent football player. I thought he'd be $10 plus million per season. And the Dolphins got him for 5-5. Now, some of that could be as a result of those durability concerns. But at the same time, I watched TJ Edwards go for 6.5, and I thought he'd be in the market for 8. I watched Jermaine Pratt get 7, and I thought he'd be in the market for 10. The only linebacker that really, truly got paid was Tremaine Edmonds, and he got 18 per from the Chicago Bears. And as much as we want to romanticize Tremaine Edmonds at 18 per, that was never going to happen. So you get a player who is, albeit is not as long and not as probably true explosive as Tremaine Edmonds is, you get a player whose ability to win in space is his hallmark, and he wins in run support because he will beat blockers to the spot and rip through contact. When you think about the Dolphins and what we are expecting this Vic Fangio defense to look like, there's a lot of dots to connect. This is a logical addition for the Dolphins, an outstanding value for the value of the player, the skill of the player, his quality starter in the NFL linebacker versus the price you paid to get him. This is a win for the Dolphins. And we're going to continue talking about David Long. We're going to talk about the linebacker market in general. We're going to talk about how he complements, David Long complements the pieces of the Dolphins puzzle around him. But before we do, it's the midway point of the NBA season, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't hit. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, super easy to use, and then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and everything in between. FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at bigger payouts with same game parlays. So don't miss the chance for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. So David Long, 2 years, $5.5 million. I think about him and Jerome Baker being your potential two stack backers. The Dolphins, of course, also brought back Duke Riley yesterday. That was announced. That was a 2-year deal worth $5 million. I thought he'd probably be $3.5 million per as a special teams heavy player as well. So I thought the Dolphins got good value with both their linebacker signings. You got two players who can play in space and are rangy players who can run and cover ground. And it cost you a combined 11 plus five. Going to do math here on the show. Those two players, an average of $4 million per season. Excellent. Excellent value signings for the Dolphins when it's all said and done. So I think about David Long and Jerome Baker and how they compare and contrast to one another. Well, I think they're both players who win playing forward as slasher types. And I think that's important to note when you think about the linebackers in this system. Right, we've talked about how the defensive line and the Fangio system, the expectations you're going to play gap and a half. Okay, you are going to dictate to the flow of the side of the run and the point of attack. You have to win that gap, but if the back cuts off of your blocker's hip, you need to be able to fall back off of that block and play the back half of the gap behind you as well to help fit in some work. And the safeties are the players who are really the weapons to run down and fill and tackle, because you want to flood gaps to the perimeter. You want to bounce these runs outside. And if they bend back against the grain, that's where it's important for you as a defensive lineman to be able to fall back off the block and challenge the ball carrier. But the whole objective is the safeties are playing from depth. They're the weapons in the defense. They're flying downhill. So to have backers like Jerome Baker and David Long, who are slasher types, who can anticipate, they can get down into a gap from depth and also be a part of that gap and a half where we are beating blockers to spots and trying to uncover, there's a little bit more aggressiveness than the true New England Patriots gap control style system where I got to lock, peek, and shed, but I'm just holding my ground at the point of attack to be able to feel the block and then beat the block across his face and be more patient to stay square at the line of scrimmage. It's a big difference. And I think that from a linebacker's perspective, look, the Jerome Baker deal is one that the Dolphins will probably look at next offseason and ask themselves some questions on. I believe he's due for a $12.5 million hit next year. Jerome Baker is. That's probably something that's going to be assessed. But having David Long under contract for next season, in addition to having them both this season, I think sets the stage. Yeah, Baker, 12.7 this year and then 14.8 next year. And then he has two void years on the back end of that that spread out $1.8 million across two seasons in void money. Having Baker as having Long as a nucleus piece for next year, I think frees you up to make a cap cost-cutting decision for Jerome Baker. You could save $10 million if you move on after next year. But Long being in the system for this year, for a long-term view, is a win. Having them both this year in a long-term view, win, by the way, the Dolphins, they've done some funny stuff with money, and we're going to talk about that here on the second episode of today, because we are coming guns blazing this week on Locked On Dolphins. We have a lot of content coming. We have a lot of shows. So you're going to make sure you hit subscribe, whether on the YouTube channel, click the bell, get the notifications when we go live, hit subscribe on the channel, or if you are just listening to the audio version of the show, I love all y'all either way. But just know, y'all are going to be busy this week, because I'm going to be busy this week with all the moves and kind of overviewing some of the changes that the Dolphins have made from a salary cap perspective is something we're planning on talking about later this week. But David Long, when you start to factor in what he's capable of doing on third downs, is I think the biggest leap for the Dolphins when you foil him to the Elandon Robertses of the world. David Long's lower half and feet move at a rate of which no linebacker on this roster the last 3 years has. None. Genuinely. He was a green dot player for the Titans, which means he's running communications. So he's kind of the centerpiece. I would expect he's going to be the Mike linebacker for the Dolphins. And you'll hear about his stature, and there's some questions there, but I will say this. He plays to his leverage very well. Watch the Washington game and I'm watching him square up against Brian Robinson Jr., who's a 230-pound running back in the hole on an inside zone. And he stops Brian Robinson Jr. dead in his tracks. You see, oh, he's a small backer. He's about 230. He gets up underneath Brian Robinson as a big running back that's about the same size with a full head of steam and stands him up in the hole for a one-yard gain. And he's been very proficient throughout his time on the field to minimizing gains. He's a volume tackler, but he's not a volume tackler because he's making tackles 8 yards downfield. He's a volume tackler at or just beyond the line of scrimmage kind of player. He's mitigating runs. And he does that with that anticipation, that football IQ, that ability to slip blocks. I watched against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs tried to run power and had Orlando Brown Jr. climbing up to try to wall off the linebacker so the puller could wrap around and kick up into the alley and create a big run. And yet there's David Long ripping through Orlando Brown Jr., who's climbing to him uncontested in the middle of the box. And he beats the block, and he collisions the puller, and he wraps the ball carrier. Like, these reps are all over the place, never mind his passing down skill set. So you think about Elaine Roberts and what he's been for the Dolphins as a thump linebacker. David Long's not that kind of player, but he is a forward attacking style linebacker in the same way that Elaine Roberts is. Roberts was at his best when, okay, I am going to stonewall and blow up this gap because we know this is where the ball is designed to hit. Long is much more burst to get leverage on the run and then squeeze and fill and tackle the ball carrier. And he is exponentially more effective in space. His foot quickness, his drops, he's taking his read steps in his run read, and then he's turning and he's hunting up hook patterns 12 yards downfield by wide receivers on a 3-by-1 on the backside and taking away that throwing window. He is collisioning and running vertical 20, 30 yards downfield with guys like Curtis Samuel from the slot as the three strong in trips coverage. Now, is he blanketing Curtis Samuel in coverage? No, but he's physically capable of running with him. And if you have a safety that's up over the top of that, like the Titans had with Kevin Byard, you put yourself in a position where you can play underneath and over top, and you have to force a perfect throw. And if it's not a perfect throw, you have potential for a turnover. He can turn around with guys to the degree in which no linebacker on this Dolphins roster the past few years, other than maybe Duke Riley, who is not the instinctual player and not the box player and run defender that David Long is. This is a great addition for the Dolphins, guys. I'm super pumped about it. We're going to talk about what David Long means for what else the Dolphins need on defense next here on the show. But before we do, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. March Madness is here. And the Built Mart Madness bracket is here as well. We know you have a favorite flavor of bar or Built Puff, and now is your time to make it count. Go to BuiltMarchMadness.com to vote on your favorites. If it's a puff, I'm probably voting for it. I'm going to be completely transparent. I love the puffs. They're like Three Musketeers, but protein bars with incredible macros. 150 grams or 150 calories or less per bar. 17 grams of protein. It's a life hack you didn't know you needed, guys. I am serious. When you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you'll be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. What's there to not like about that? So go to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop in and support your pick. The Dolphins now suddenly have four linebackers under contract. Channing Tindall, Jerome Baker, David Long, and Duke Riley. I think you're probably done there. You might add a backer. You might find a post June 1 ad that's worthwhile. But remember, this is a team that's going to play a lot of sub. You're probably going to carry five true stack linebackers tops. I wouldn't invest heavy there anymore. Would you like to have a player that you feel like it can serve as insurance because you have a player in David Long who has a track record of missing four games or so over the last two seasons? Yes. But at the same time, it's the risk you play, right? And what this Dolphins entire construction is about right now is we want quality starters at as many spots as possible so that if we have to persevere through losing some players to injury, we still have impact players elsewhere on the team that can help win you football games. That is what the Dolphins' challenge has been in recent years. You have a good player here, and you have a good player here, and you have a good player there. But what happens when one of them goes down? Well, your math changers decreases by 33%. The Dolphins are trending towards being one of the highest iterations in the NFL of math changers. Now, they might not have the best math changer at the most critical positions. Like Nick Bosa, you take Nick Bosa over the Dolphins pass rushers. You take Patrick Mahomes over Tua Tagovailoa. You'd probably take, who's a corner? I don't want to be disrespectful here. Nah, I won't do that. But example being, there might be a more significant player at a premier position elsewhere across the league. But the way this Dolphins roster is shaping up, if you lose three quality starters, the rest of the unit is still quality starters with smatterings of depth players and adequate level starters and so on and so forth. That's a place the Dolphins haven't been, and that's the recipe for teams like the San Francisco 49ers, who seems like they've incurred some meaningful injuries every year. They just added Javon Hargrave on their defensive line. But when you have the amount of difference makers that some of these high-level rosters have, even if you have injuries, and it should not be outside the realm of possibility to expect the Dolphins will have injuries again in 2023 because it's football, guys. It's a contact sport. It's a violent game. Injuries are going to happen. Your roster is acclimated for you to absorb the injuries for short periods of time, and then if somebody else gets hurt, the guy who hopefully got hurt before is back. So your advantage of quality starters over other teams across the league is still going to maintain itself as an advantage that's tipped in your favor so you can still continue with football games. That's the goal. As I look at this roster, that's how I interpret it. I'm going to interpret the salary cap a little later today, so make sure you plan accordingly. Kyle Krabs, make sure you keep it locked in right here on Locked On Dolphins. Fins up. I appreciate you guys checking the show out. Make it a great rest of your day. I will talk with you all again soon. Fins up.